Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
8:02 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. AFC Championship game. The Chiefs hosting the Cincinnati Bengals, and the Bengals have become a team. Ed, do you think only Baltimoreans hate Bengals?
I'm sure they hate them in Pittsburgh, Cleveland. And frankly, I don't know if it's – I don't find them very hateable as much as okay. I think they're going to be the new Steelers in this division for the Ravens. I just think because, some of the players are just likable, and it's – they're an exciting team to watch. And I think they're a big surprise, too. I think people have been so used to the Chiefs dominating the AFC that the Bengals now have risen as the answer to beating them. And I think it's kind of cool.
Jeremy, you think they hate it?
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of people may have taken. First off, it's easy to hate Eli Apple.
He's the outlier.
Look, it's good for the game to have somebody like that that's going to draw people in that just won't like him and that can't wait to. I can't wait to see his Twitter feed when they get
torched.
Just when they lose. He could have the game of his life if they lose. People are still going to just troll him. But they also were playing on that narrative. Like, if you heard their head coach sitting there talking about, oh, man, they had to return all those tickets. We're really sad we didn't get to let you have your neutral site and this and that. And, oh, yeah. Like, I get it, but would they be saying all this if DeMar wasn't healthy?
Right.
We all understand the situation. It had to suck for somebody. You guys probably got the short end of the stick in all of it. But here you are, okay? You made everybody pay. But why? I'm just so tired of hearing them. Everybody's against us, right. This and that. It's like, man, shut up.
It seems like they're becoming the ultimate victims in so many ways. And I think that's one of the things that people are really like, oh, dude, like what Jeremy said, you guys are good. You're not always the underdog. And I think sometimes they play themselves to be that too often when – truth of the matter is, it favored a lot, including the last time I checked this week on the road.
Well, there's a little bit of that, New England Patriots in them. When the Patriots were just, dominant for decades, they kind of play that role too. Right. Oh, ooh, everybody hates us. Tom Brady, trying to flop and look for flags and things like that. I think there's, that went on for a long time with them. But you're right. But I just think Apple's kind of painting that narrative for them. Because he's pretty hateable.
Oh, it's so easy to dislike that cat.
Yeah, because it'd be one thing if it was, like you said, Darrell Revis trolling you. It's Eli Apple.
But there's
a grip on yourself.
Yeah, there's a reason why guys like Darrell Revis don't do that, because they know they're good. These guys have to psych them. I used to say this all the time playing ball back in the day. The first guy, there are some guys that would talk trash and would be part of their game, and you would know it. You would know it from talking to them after the game, before the game. And then there are other cats that just get out there and chirp because they're like, hey, This is what I do. It's like, no, you're not good at anything else. You're the one running your mouth. Your team's doing all the work. Yeah. And I'm not trying to totally dismiss Eli Apple, but man, he takes pettiness to the next level. I'm surprised Rob didn't come in here in an Eli Apple jersey with how petty that SOB is.
His birthday's coming up.
Rob's?
Oh. No.
Or Eli's?
It's spring.
I'll get Eli Apple a Rob Long jersey.
Why you gotta be so mean?
It's got the big hole in the head so you can actually fit it over.
They gotta be so mean.
Yeah. Why do I have to be mean?
Yeah.
You don't get to say that to me.
Yeah,
you know all the hurtful things you've said to me.
Stop it. Don't play tit for tat.
I don't think you're allowed to say that on the radio.
What? I can't?
Tat. No.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore Big Bad Morning Show.
Meanest thing he said the other last week
to me.
That he said to me?
You've never been a deciding factor in anything in your life, something like that. That was horrible.
Hey, Ed, you know what was great is I had forgotten about that until you brought it up. Thanks for bringing that back
I forget
up.
Nothing, so if you ever need stuff, ask. It's
like, hurtful.
That was unbelievable. But funny.
That hurts the first most.
410-583-1057. That's the number. One of those Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I got a my buddy, you know, Jerry. Jerry's supposed to be coming by today to get tickets to the Bull Rolls for tomorrow. Who? Oh, Jerry, my buddy Jerry.
Hold on, is
Fridays.
He?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he's supposed to be coming tomorrow.
Good.
We have you two there. And this will be the first time somebody asked, where's Jeremy and Ed? And Jeremy and Ed are actually there. Where's Jeremy and Ed? Over there. Go. Talk to them.
They gone.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Phone lines are ringing, so maybe that's something folks want to talk about. Are the Cincinnati Bengals playing the NFL's best victims? I think Jeremy and I agree on this one. They're becoming really, I'm really, really tired of the act, Jeremy.
Yeah.
And the difference between them and New Orleans, New England, was New England actually won some championships along the way. These cats are thumping their chests like they're the kings already. Mm-hmm. I know you've beaten a lot of teams a lot of times. I mean, the Chiefs a lot of times, but do it again.
Yeah, do it again.
Yeah.
My big problem, are they... Like, we've talked about who you want to see in the game. Like, I have no problem if Cincinnati goes back to the Super Bowl because I do enjoy watching them play, mm-hmm. and I will enjoy rooting for whoever comes out of the NFC side. But that being said, I do think that Cincinnati, even more so than the team that's been there so many times, has kind of become, to a degree, the villain that's left. Like, there are reasons to like Philly. There are reasons to like the 49ers. There might even be reasons to like Kansas City.
What reason to like Philly?
Well, I'm just saying, like, some people, it's been a while since they've been there. I think Jalen Hurts is extremely likable.
It's been a couple of years for them.
Well.
17.
It was 17? Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was 17.
You know what? You're just a New Yorker. What do you like Philly for? Screw them. Actually.
Yes.
Yeah. See?
Yeah. It's an awful fan base.
I kind of like Philly. I like them. They're like your weird cousin. And Philly fans know that they're weird. Like, they're different. They're built differently than most, but I like them. They're passionate.
They're mean. They're awful fans.
Those awful words they say.
It's not the words.
It's the batteries.
The battery throwing. That's what it is.
You know, the words don't hurt as much as the batteries. Jesus.
They cheered when Michael Irvin was on the turf paralyzed. Remember that?
Yeah.
They cheered.
He's okay.
Didn't they pelt Santa Claus with snowballs?
That's different. But he's kind of a jackass.
He didn't leave me what I wanted when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I asked for that, and I got the other thing. Come on. I saw that at the 5 and Dime. I saw it. 410-583-1057, that's the number. What's your hatred level for the Cincinnati Bengals? Are they the biggest victims or villains? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Coming up on 8:15 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Cincinnati Bengals, it's Jeremy calling. I asked, are they NFL's best victims? But I like the word Jeremy used. They're becoming probably the villains of the Final Four right now.
Yeah, because I think, again, there's unless you're from New York, Dallas, or Washington, you probably don't have a problem with Philly, right?
I don't have, but not this Philly.
Maybe.
Not this Philly team.
No. So you really like Jalen Hurts. That would change your...
No, but I don't think the Philadelphia Eagles have been that Philadelphia Eagles team since they left the vet. I mean, this well, new stadium is a little different.
I don't think it had anything to do with the team. I think it had more to do with the fans, right?
Me too, yeah.
That's what I mean. I think I'm not saying the new ballpark, the new stadium is the best in America, but it's not the vet.
No. I know sporting events... Many times during a year of all kinds. I've only been jumped once. It was in Philly. It's true. Giants beat the Eagles, and they tried to jump us in the parking lot.
Is there any other city where they have to go in and pre-grease the poles so they don't climb them?
Is there any other city where you need a jail in your stadium?
See, the new one doesn't have one, I don't think. All the new one has one.
That's a big mistake.
I thought a lot of it. Don't a handful of the stadiums have jails?
That's what I've heard.
Or holdings? Like,
yeah. We have to have something for security.
Yeah.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Let's head out to the phone lines. Let's go to Curtis, who's in Baltimore. What's up, Curtis?
What's up, gentlemen? How are you this morning?
Doing good. Well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Hootay Nation, baby, let's get something. First and foremost, we're not the victims. We will be the villains, and we are okay with that. All right? Nobody was out there pumping up, oh, let's get Cincinnati tickets in case they have the host or get this, get that. It was Buffalo and Kansas City because that's what the NFL wanted to see. Buffalo was not the same Buffalo in Week 17 when we had in Cincinnati and the tragedy to Hamlin. You know, I'm so happy that young man is still alive and recovering.
You're breaking up, Curtis. I don't think they were pre-selling those tickets because they wanted Buffalo. It was at a neutral site.
Yeah,
that's why they were pre-selling those tickets.
Of course, you're going to pre-sell them.
Sure.
And then now they got to return the money, like. That should have been something behind the scenes. Like, hey, I can understand that where you're going, look, they already pre-sold these tickets. They want Buffalo and Kansas City. I'm okay with Cincinnati using that narrative. But when it comes out into the media and you're like, oh, yeah, they wanted to do this. I'm sorry we ruined that for you. And it's not fair. It's like, what's not fair? It was going to – you didn't finish the game. I agree. You were winning the game.
Right.
You were driving again. You more than likely win the game.
But things could happen.
How many times have we seen teams come back?
Let's go to Vinny in Northeast Baltimore. What's up, Vinny?
What's going on, fellas?
What's happening?
Hey, man, so they remind me of the Memphis Grizzlies. Like, they started to do a lot of chirping and talking, and then you see Ja Morant do a dunk or something, and then you're like, man, I like that guy. Cincinnati is like that team that I dislike. But then when the reporter asks Joe Burrow how long is the window open, and he says, as long as I'm here, you're like, man, that's gangster right there. Like, yo, that dude. But I hate him. But I'm like, man, this guy's arrogant, but he backs it up. Yeah. Hey.
It ain't bragging when you back it up.
He sure does.
Did you hear the robot kind of sound in the background? I was waiting for Turbo and Ozone to come out and start breakdancing. I didn't know what the hell was going on.
Let's go to Hank, the Bengals fan. What's up, Hank?
Uh-oh.
Fellas. Man, good morning, man. What's going on?
Not much, man. How long have you been a Bengals fan?
I've been a Bengals fan since 02, man. You know what I'm saying? That's going back to the Carson Palmer, Chris Henry days, God rest his soul. You know what I'm saying? So I've been a Bengals fan for a while, and there's been a lot of losing. You know what I'm saying? So
we know. Big Bang Hank. We know.
Man. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But I don't think the Bengals are playing victims, man. But to me, it's like a slap in the face. You know what I'm saying? Because like the NFL was trying to crown Josh Allen. How like they just trying to crown Justin Herbert. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is like they were selling the championship game tickets before the Ravens and Bengals even played. You see what I'm saying?
Because it was like, a neutral site, Hank. They had to. It's a neutral site, man.
You know, I feel it, but, like, the one thing I don't like is, like, it's too much talking. You see what I'm saying? Last year, the Bengals kind of, like, not snuck up, but, like, nobody expected the Bengals to go on a run. Nobody expected the Bengals to go into Tennessee, upset Tennessee, then come back from 18 down and beat the Chiefs in Kansas City. But this year, it's a little too much talking for me. Mm. See what I'm saying? Like, don't poke the bear. That's all I'm saying.
You all the Bears now. Like, I got you. You're the Bears now.
No, I think he's saying the Chiefs are the Bears. Like, don't poke. Like, there's too much. I thought he was saying there's too much talking by Cincinnati. No? Am I off on that?
I don't know. No. But the reason nobody expected them last year was they started off slow and just got really, really hot.
They did that this year, too.
Yeah, they started, 2-3 this year?
Mm-hmm.
And then got really hot again. But, I mean, now everybody knows who they are, and it's a scary team. It's funny how my opinion changed about them. When I was a kid, my mother bought me and my brother rain ponchos. They were nice. You know, team color with a hood. You have to wear them to school. He got the Cowboys. I got the Bengals. I was mad.
Oh, I bet.
I was really mad. Like, couldn't have waited better than this?
You should have been. Can we go over the correct, since he played the Bengals coming in, the band.
Bengals, yeah.
What's the correct pronunciation of Bengals? Is it that? Bengals?
Yeah, Bengal.
Because I say Bengals.
That's a bracelet.
And no. The band.
Bengals. And the band.
I think Bengals. Most people from Baltimore/Philly are going to say Bengals.
Yeah.
Like
why are you slashing us with Philly?
Because their accent is similar to ours.
Which is terrible.
But, oh, yeah, it's awful. But it's similar, right? There's a lot of similarities to the... I mean, there's different twangs in each one, you know, and different sayings that you use. I don't know if they say water up there. Maybe they do. But down here...
You know, yeah. I get so mean. I made Celeste repeat after me in the car with the last trip down there. I made her say Joe Flacco and Manny Machado went down to the ocean just so do my own amusement.
And how did it sound?
Joe Flacco and Manny Machado went down the ocean.
Yeah. When you meet someone with that, where's Mike in Rosedale when you need him? Because that is a thick-ass Baltimore accent that Mike in Rosedale has. Hey, guys, you know, like the Orioles and the Ravens.
That's why I said you said Baltimore accent. There's so many different accents Baltimore.
But you know what the Baltimore accent is.
West Baltimore accent. I mean, there's so many different accents within this area alone.
What's the viral video of the guy going,
Aaron earned an iron urn.
Yeah.
And he says, no, dummy. It's earn.
Yeah, I can't say it.
T-Pain was making fun of the Baltimore accent on his podcast. When he said, all they say is you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some of them say use guys.
Yeah, I say up air all the time.
Who's Doug?
I had a bad experience with a Doug.
Let's go to Columbia and get Greg. What's up, Greg?
Hey, good morning. I do not hate the Bengals. I think the Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase story from LSU when they were the first team to go 15-0, I think that story is just phenomenal. They must have a unique love for football, and I just love to see that love for football come to fruition in the NFL with their winning the Super Bowl. And then also I want to mention – you had this Tigers combination with Burrow and Chase. Then you had the Clemson Tiger with T. Higgins. You know, let the Bengals. I'm not let them, but let's see the Bengal Tiger do their thing.
I don't know what he was. What is let the Bengal tiger what did that mean?
Let them
win? Like, are we supposed to pull for him?
You know, unleash the tiger.
Because I'm kind of curious. Greg is the most positive guy that we've had on this show
ever
in the history. Like, there's no negativity, Greg. Yes. And I appreciate it. But like,
you appreciate it.
Yeah, it's refreshing this to see someone that positive. But the fact...
But you once said...
No, don't even start, because I'll read the text from you when he was... I ain't picking up on this. What does MF mean?
But you once said...
But listen, that it made me so sick to my stomach.
Yes, you once said that.
It's like having something that's too sweet, you know? Like, ooh, damn. It's too sweet. You didn't expect
that. Bad sweet.
I didn't call him. He's just positive. He's just constant. So like,
give him his flowers.
I'll give him flowers. If he doesn't dislike any team, but then who is he rooting for? Is he rooting for all the teams to play
hard?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yes,
let's go to
Matthias.
He invented the participation trophy. Yeah.
What's up, Matthias?
All right. Good morning, guys. How are y'all this morning?
Well, how are you?
All right, so I am. So we talk about Bengals hate. All right, great. So I got my PhD from Bengals Hate University. I hate them. I don't care. I do not care. I don't care if they got better receivers. Like I said the other day, I don't care if they got better receivers. I don't care if they got a better court. I don't care nothing about that. They not better than us. They not better than us. They ain't never gonna be better than us. I don't care who says it. We can fight about it. They can meet me outside. They trash. They always gonna be trash. They always gonna be the Bengals, trash, trash, trash. Y'all have a nice day.
You too.
We went from positivity to hot garbage.
That's right. One call. No. That's how we get down here.
That's a real sports radio listener right there.
Big college basketball games coming up this weekend. We'll talk about it at 8:45. But on the other side, it's Commissions Baltimore.
Yeah, a school shooting that no one seems to be talking about. You're not going to believe who did the shooting. That's next in the Big Bad Morning Show.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon, now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8:32 in the a.m. It's time right now for Ed Norris and Commissions Baltimore. What you got for us, Eddie?
Well, school shootings are always in the news. Mass shootings recently, you know, a place other than schools. But it's – and things have changed. I mean, you can't say it's always been this way. We all went to school – I mean, I went to school in a rough area in New York, and occasionally there'd be a weapon in school.
Mm-hmm.
It's different now.
Mm-hmm.
It's different. And
it used to be news.
It was a big deal.
Yeah.
It was a big deal. In Newport News, Virginia, and this just happened, Abigail Zwerner, she's a teacher, she was shot at school. She's seriously injured. She survived, but she's, you know, I love when people, like, you know, they say, well, she lived. Yeah, well, yeah, but I know a lot of people with gunshot wounds who suffer for the rest of their lives because of, for obvious reasons. It's a tremendous trauma to the body. But it wasn't a high school. It wasn't a guy that breached the school. It was a six-year-old boy at the school.
Mm.
He got his mother's gun somehow. This story is so bad in so many ways. They claim, I'd like to know how this is possible, that the gun had a trigger lock and it was secured, but somehow this six-year-old was deft enough to break into the box and undo this trigger lock. I mean, did she not have the key? Would he have it around his neck? I don't really believe this story to begin with. But the worst part isn't that part of the gun ownership, which is terrible because bad enough he shot a teacher. What if he shot another kid, himself? I mean, there's so many things that are wrong with this. Six-year-old boys carrying guns to school now. But the worst part of the story, three different times on that day, Administrators were warned by concerned teachers that a boy had a gun at school.
Wow.
Three times, and they said the administration could not be bothered. They did nothing. They didn't call the police. They didn't search the kid. I cannot believe it. And then about an hour later, somebody went to search the kid's book bag. But, you know, one, they started the boy put the gun in the pocket because we were going to recess, et cetera, et cetera. Downplayed the incident. And the person she told said, well, he's got little pockets. That's not possible. I mean, I can't believe this. And this is a nationwide problem. It's like the schools notorious. They do a terrible job with this. And I don't know what the impetus is behind it because this is such a big concern now. And they seem to be just like they don't want to uncover things like this, like guns. And when they do, I remember I had it when I was commissioner here, we had a tremendous problem. They were confiscating guns from kids and not telling us. And they just took it upon themselves to collect guns. And they would hold them at the school. And because they didn't want to stigmatize the kid, they didn't want to get them in trouble. What about all the other kids in school, like who aren't carrying guns, who are in danger, like your faculty, the students? It just boggles my mind. It does. And just raises so many questions. Like, it's bad enough it happened. Bad enough there's a warning. Apparently, a lot of people were concerned and knew that this happened. And in a building full of adults, you let a six-year-old shoot somebody? Like,
but isn't that typical when you warn people of things like that? Remember a couple of weeks ago, the dude mocked us because we talked about, what was the airline shut down or something like that?
Right.
And we were saying, you know, be careful of that.
Yeah.
Now, you know, he instantly went into, oh, what are they going to do, attack? No, neither one of us was talking about it right now, a terrorist attack. But what we're saying is watch out because that is the beginning.
They test all the time.
Exactly.
They test for breaches. They try to breach systems. And if you could take down, you know, the FAA's, you know, computer system, think about it.
Exactly.
And it happened in all of North America.
But when you give people warnings like that, they ignore it until it becomes imminent danger. You know what I mean? Until it's right there in your lap. Well, wait a minute. What about the warning signs that you ignored, that you called us paranoid because we tried to warn you?
Well, think of it. When I uncovered the plot for 9/11 in a homicide.
That's my point.
I mean, I was told literally to shut up by the chief of detectives. They laughed at me. They made fun of me. You know, just give me just give me the back of the hand kind of thing. Like, come on, young man. Don't be ridiculous.
Know your place.
Let the experts handle this. Yeah, you know, yeah, okay. Yeah, we'll let the experts handle this. They did a great job with that. Great job. You got the plot for 9/11. You did nothing with it.
But that's why, in my opinion, we have, a reason we have so many situations like this.
Yeah.
Because we feel like we're taking people's rights by, you know, if we don't ignore warning signs.
100%. I mean, and it's just happened on one of my more recent flights. You know, they tell you to, you see something, say something. I went up to one of the cops in the airport. Somebody had just left a book bag. There's nobody near it in an airport. You know you're not supposed to do that. I said something, and they were concerned. And but somebody, it turned out to be nothing. And actually, the cop yelled at the person. You know, he kind of came very stern talking to him in front of everybody. But this is exactly what the problem is. I'm not the only person seeing this.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be a former police officer to realize, hey, this is not right. Like, do you not watch the news? Do you not see the warnings, the signs everywhere? Like, but this is a terrible story. She's suing the school system now. And actually, they've told the schools that the chancellor to move on. He's getting dumped, but he's getting $502,000 in severance for doing a bad job. They've been criticizing him terribly since this happened. Apparently, the school system's a mess. But, yeah.
You're a mess.
It's a problem. Well, even here, one of the stupidest things is, in this, our Baltimore City schools, you know the school police aren't allowed to carry their guns in school?
Yep.
They take them to work and from work. When they get to the job where they're actually supposed to be protecting people, they have to lock them up. It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Did they say why?
Yeah, because they're afraid. You want to hear this one? Mm-hmm. They're afraid a kid is going to overpower the cop and get his gun. Okay. All right. I mean, it's just like, your rationale. Then we should disarm every police officer in the city because somebody may get their gun. I'm just so frustrated by what the thinking that's going on now in this country. And you know, and then people get shot. Everybody shrugs their shoulders. Well, what are you going to do? You know, whoever expected a six-year-old kid to have a gun. They told you. They told you he had a gun. Like, he was scaring other kids with it. That's how they found out. It wasn't like it was, you know, covert. He's showing it to kids. You okay there?
Yeah. I'm all right. Don't worry about me. I'm fine.
Lay off me. I'm starving. Thank you very much, Ed. That's Commissions Baltimore. 410-583-1057 is the number. Maryland assistant coach Tony Skin will join us at 9:15. But on the other side, other than Maryland basketball this weekend, which college hoops game are you looking forward to? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
.45 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. I know we love sports. We love college basketball as well. Jeremy, what game are you looking forward to? Other than Maryland. We're all Maryland guys. What Maryland game are you looking for? I mean, what game are you looking forward to?
Over this weekend? Yes. You're talking about with, I mean, some good matchups coming up as everybody's in conference play. Texas and Tennessee are playing this weekend, which I think will be really fun. Tennessee's mm-hmm. been dominating teams. Kansas, Kentucky is another one that's coming up tomorrow. But there's some other like really good games between teams like Alabama at Oklahoma. I think Oklahoma is a really, really tough place to play. So I wouldn't be surprised if Alabama was in it. And that's just talking about Saturday. I didn't even like Sunday. You've got Michigan State, Purdue.
Mm-hmm.
So some really good games.
One I'm looking forward to, Ed, is number 10 Texas at number 4 Tennessee. I think it's going to be a lot of scoring in that game, to be honest with you. It's one of those games where good defense doesn't mean you're not going to put the ball in the basket. Because I think both of those teams do both. Big 12 versus SEC matchup, which you don't normally get this time of the year too much. That's clearly a made-for-TV event for Saturday. So I'm looking forward to that game. Anyone you looking forward to, Ed?
Let's see.
You think that's not a preview of like the SEC and Texas and going over there? Yeah. You know what I mean? In Oklahoma,
yeah. That's
too?
That is. Yeah. Made for TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, the one I am is the one we can't talk about is the Maryland game.
Right.
Because it's in conference, but because it's Maryland. But it's kind of a lot. Like, I think I just like rivalry games. Like people that just, you know, hate each other, like Cal Stanford, and USC, UCLA, who was actually, it's a, you know, yesterday game, but places like that. And it just, you know. Miami, Pitt, Houston, because Houston actually could, you know, I didn't realize they were that highly ranked right now.
Houston's legit.
They are legit. I didn't realize that.
The thing with Houston is when they play teams that are inferior to them, they beat them. I mean, they
breaks off.
Yeah, they just destroy them. But we need to see them play tougher competition a little bit more consistently. As I was looking at some of the Big 12 rankings and what we talked about yesterday, a lot of people think that the Big 12 is going to get 8 or 9 teams in. To the postseason. And again, some of that may come down to who beats who down the stretch. But that Miami-Pittsburgh game was another one that you just brought up that I think could be a little bit better than what you think.
Yeah. I want to see Arkansas-Baylor. Mm-hmm. It's like if Arkansas can get back into the rankings.
Yeah.
Because Baylor's a good team that beat them. That I think it would hop them up again.
Baylor had two big wins this week.
Yeah.
So
you know, a conference that's looking, I mean, good basketball. It's not on the national scene naturally. They have one team that's on the national scene with the Charleston Cougars, 9-0, ranked 18th in the country. But the CAA, I don't know if you've been watching the Colonial Athletic League this year. They've had some good teams. Towson is 7-2 in conference, and when you have a top 25 national team, ranked team, and you can get a winning record, not only in your conference but overall, that stays well for you. Towson 7-2 in conference, 15-7 overall. Hofstra 7-2, UNC, Wilmington 7-2 as well. Drexel is 6-3. I think these teams are playing really good basketball for a conference that's not really on the national radar, other than Charleston right now.
Yeah. Hey, look, there. Anywhere you look around the league, there's or around, you know, conference play, there's a lot of good teams out there, and that's why I think, you know, this weekend, looking at some of the big time matchups, that there are a lot of teams that can make a run in the postseason.
Oh yeah,
it's going to matter of who gets hot at the right time. Like, you know, some of the games we didn't even talk about. Auburn's at West Virginia. West Virginia is, they're not great by any stretch, but they're no pushover. It's going to be a tough.
No, spot. I think they're like 8-2 at home.
Yeah,
so they're good at home. 8-3. I just saw 8-3 at home. So they're a good basketball team at home. And Auburn has only played 6 games on the road so far this year.
Yeah. TCU at Mississippi State. Again, TCU is a really good team that's had some big upset wins, if you want to call them that. Going to Mississippi State, another tough place to play. Missouri's a tough place to play. So you got Iowa State going there. So there must have been, is SEC Big 12, like, is there something going on this weekend where they're all playing each other?
Probably a made-for-TV event. I think they're preview to, I think that's going to be the new matchup moving forward, SEC and Big 12.
Okay.
I'm not mistaken. Yeah, it's got to be something playing. Yeah, it is. SEC Big 12 Challenge. That's what it's called. Yeah.
I mean, everybody's are playing each other too, so it seems like there's a lot of it.
SEC Big 12 Challenge. They have it later than the ACC and Big 10. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Have you gotten a chance to watch Marquette? I know I'll have my eye on this game because Beno Ranson is the assistant coach at DePaul. But I don't know if you had a chance to watch Marquette. What's your thoughts this year altogether on the Big East?
Oof. I mean, UConn, every time I watch UConn, they disappoint me. And they're a good team, but I just don't get it. And then you look at some of the other teams, like DePaul hasn't been good. Georgetown hasn't been good.
Georgetown's been terrible.
I mean, they just finally got their – they knocked off DePaul, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I mean, we go cut bait.
It's funny because – Ed asked that same question, and I know you were bringing it up. We were all talking about it. Like, we all respect Patrick Ewing.
I'm a Knicks fan.
But what's he doing there?
Love the guy.
What is he doing?
Yeah.
Nothing. I mean, there's...
It's terrible.
That's a historic... If you think about the 80s and 90s, what Georgetown was, they are so far removed from it. Like, if you took any dominant team in college basketball, like, take UNLV. Remember how dominant they were in basketball? Right. They're nowhere near as bad as Georgetown is today.
Yeah.
You know, if you look at UNLV.
I remember I was a student at St. John's when that rivalry was going on. You talk about the deep hatred. Georgetown was like the evil empire. But
and
it was great basketball.
Good.
Well, let's be honest. ESPN created the Big Ten. They made the Big Ten. Yeah. Not the Big East back then. Yeah. You know, they were the first ones, I think, that had a conference TV contract.
The last Georgetown player that was sent to the NBA was a white dude. There's something wrong with Georgetown. Mac McClung. Remember, he went to Texas Tech and then went, but anyway.
Let's go out to Michigan to get Earl. What's up, Earl?
Hey, what's up, fellas? To me, the best game is going to be Tennessee and Texas, I think. But for Jeremy, like, it's 150 games of college coming on. It's like a gambler's paradise this week for college basketball. Let me tell you, go ahead, Jeremy. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying there's so much this weekend. I can't wait for the spreads to drop and start looking at it.
Yeah, I'm writing down now, but I need the spreads too. But West Virginia is like a place like no other. I went down there with Mello and then played them. It was one of the rowdiest gyms I've ever been in. West Virginia is, like, really good at home.
Yeah.
But y'all have a great weekend. Thanks for taking my call.
So this weekend is degenerates gone wild?
Yes. If you're a college basketball fan, you got great matchups. There's something all day long. I mean, from noon, 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock. It's stacked up for you. You said, like, SEC Big 12 Challenge is a made-for-TV day. The way they have them stacked up, it's game after game.
What's happened at schools like Duke and Kentucky?
Duke ain't the same, man. Well, I saw them the other day. They're just not the same.
That's what I'm asking. Like, I'm so used to them being, you know, every year in the conversation for a championship run.
I don't know how much they're paying the new coach and how much he's allowed to pay the players, because when Coach K was there, it was a little different, right? Because he was making really good money.
He could afford it.
Coach K didn't pay the players.
Allegedly, he didn't?
He didn't pay the players, man.
Who did? The boosters?
Nobody paid the players.
Oh, okay. So that doesn't go on in college?
It goes on in college. It doesn't go at Duke.
Oh, they got a lot of the top prospects just because they're Duke. So a high school kid would go, oh, my God, they're offering me so much money from LSU. I'd like to go to Duke for nothing.
Well, Duke and LSU weren't fishing in the same pond.
Yeah, they weren't.
No, they weren't. No, yeah. And what's his name that plays for the Nets, the head case?
Ben Simmons?
Ben Simmons. Yeah, Duke wouldn't pay him, so he went to LSU. Perfect example.
No,
that's why he went to LSU.
That's not why he went to LSU.
Duke wouldn't pay him.
He went to LSU because there was a friend of the family that was there. That's why he went.
And they paid him.
I don't doubt that. Some of these guys make more money in college than they do in the pros.
Especially now that you have the NIL.
I can't believe how much NIL money you guys are getting.
Yeah, I'm surprised Pete Carroll hasn't gone back to college. Now he can start paying guys legally.
Pete Carroll didn't pay anybody. Mm-hmm. Reggie Bush took his own money.
Yep, sure he did.
Why do you make this stuff up? What's your source?
Huh? My eyes.
No.
Come on.
You
stop this. Stop it. You want to defend people that you know or you like. Or you want to defend. You know that guy was. Come on, man. Why did he get sanctioned?
What made you think?
Why did he run to the NFL? Let me get in the NFL because, oh, my God, there's sanctions coming down at USC. They were paying players.
That he had nothing to do with. That was Reggie Bush.
Sure he did.
Man, you making stuff up.
If it wasn't him, it was Ellen DeGeneres, because they look exactly the same.
You making stuff up, man. Stop.
The same.
Stop.
Old pom-pom Pete. Yeah, you got your money. Yeah, put it under your hat.
Maryland assistant coach Tony Skin joins us at 9:15, but on the other side, Jeremy Conner get a shovel. Who you got a shovel for, Ed Norris?
Oh, boy.
A shovel.
Yeah. I get a shovel for,
right now. No, I'm talking about Jeremy. I'm sorry.
You still talking about me?
No, I get a shovel for the city of Jacksonville. You're not going to believe what they're proposing down there. I mean, seriously, when I tell you, you're not going to believe this after what just happened in Florida.
Shovel's up next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.